Hometown Morning Show at 6:36 on WXBC. We welcome in guests to the studio, and one of those being Jenny Pyle from the Breckenridge County Health Department. How are we doing bright and early this morning?
Pretty good. How are you all?
We're good. I think we're sufficiently awake here. So we missed you last week, but I understand a little bit of, I guess, the bug thing.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That's becoming a thing. I guess we've got a little bit of everything. I mean, I've heard, of course, strep. I've heard just, you know, flu, the, of course, weather changes. Of course, you got allergies. Of course, got another little round of COVID, I guess,
yes,
making its rounds through here. And I know you're getting a lot of questions about that. We can talk about that in just a moment. But I guess, front and center, you've got a community health assessment you're currently working on, and I guess need the public's help on that. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So the community health assessment comes around about every 5 years. And in order for us to know what programs our community needs, what our people want in this community, we need their voice. So you can always go to our website, and it's BreckenridgeCountyHealthDEPT.org. And I put it front and center. You click a button. It only takes a few minutes to take the survey, but we are wanting mass response. We have about 22,000 people in this county. We want to hear from the majority of them. And if you don't have internet access, the library does. You can stop by. We'd be more than happy to help you pull that up and get to that. So, but yeah, we just want to know what our community needs and what our community wants. And that'll help us bring things that are good and
very good then. So again, that's to the Breckenridge County Health Department website. And also, I guess, so what else is going on? I'll ask this right now. What else is going on at the department there?
Right. So we are watching, of course, lots of illness coming through right now. We have seen a few flu. Of course, COVID is popping up again. Just the weather change in general, people are experiencing some major allergies this year. So keep an eye on that. Take care of yourself. If you're sick, stay home. Yeah.
In terms of course, I guess, getting questions, I guess, about COVID vaccine, because I know we're now starting to hear, I guess, guidance from the CDC, starting to look at the next round of COVID vaccines. What is the health department's status regarding that?
So we have had a lot of calls about the new COVID vaccine that's coming, and I anticipated from what I've been told to October it would come out, mid-October. Started getting some guidance yesterday on this. So I don't have a specific date yet, but if everyone will keep an eye on our Facebook, keep an eye with you guys, WXBC, our website. Yes.
Just keep us posted there. Of course, you've got the Facebook page. Want to make note on that. In case you do come across that and you type in Breckenridge County Health Department, you want the community organization. You do not want
right.
the interest, because that's something I noticed a couple of years ago we had there. So just keep that in mind. And, of course, go to the website, which has a lot of information on there as well. Biggest thing you're also stressing to people, one way to defeat this whole thing, or one way you can limit this thing, wash your hands.
Oh, absolutely. That is the number one way to fend off any illness, is wash your hands.
All right. And then, of course, school's underway, immunizations. Normally, you have that all done, but in case people can schedule immunizations, they need that, they can go through the health department. Just any sort of questions they've got. I'm looking through the website here on a number of things as well. This is, I didn't realize, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
It is, absolutely. And unfortunately, that's something that our community has dealt with also. So definitely be aware of that and wear your yellow.
Exactly. You got the ribbon and your brim there. Anything else we need to let the folks know about at this point, Jim?
I do. What month am I in?
Well, it is September, but October coming up?
Actually, September 25th, we are going to do a flu drive-through at the extension office. So I'll have more details on that. And that week, we are going to be having some construction at the health department. So I'm not sure exactly what days that we will be closed yet, but we're anticipating most of that week.
All right, then. Of course, you'll be checking back with us. I believe Scott's coming in. He's going to be in here tomorrow as far as guest DJ days. I'm not sure. They'll be doing music. I'm not sure how much info gets out there.
Right.
But anyway, Jenny, as always, thanks for the information there. Just very quickly, phone number in case anyone has any questions and need to contact the health department.
Yes, 270-756-5121.
All right, Jenny, as always, thanks for the time, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you.
If you missed any portion of the conversation here, head over to the podcast section at WXBC.com. 1043.com, and we'll have that up and posted for you here in just a couple of minutes.